At work, TNT, and with us on News Radio, WTAM 1100. The coach brought to you by Metro Lexus this morning. Okay, let's put all this behind us, including Fergie's rendition of the anthem and the All-Star Weekend. Although, Fratello, I'm guessing you like some of the defense you saw, at least, for an All-Star game, huh?
I love the game. That's how the game is supposed to be played. It's a showcase for the best players in the NBA. You have fans showing up, sponsorship. You have the legends. How about sitting there on the floor, right down half court, Jerry West, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell, Dr. J, all sitting together. The history of this game, and why would you embarrass it by playing the way the teams had played the last couple of years? Our most recent game was sensational because they competed against each other. You saw offense, you saw defense, sharing the basketball, and at the end, you saw more emotion than we've seen in a long, long time because they knew they had put on a legitimate great show.
Yeah, it was a vast improvement of what we've seen in years, Mike, and that was certainly good for the game. And now we're still actually in the All-Star break, this long break. And, you know, to see LeBron play the way he played in that game, the way he played in the games leading up to the break, he really does look rejuvenated, doesn't he?
I said to a couple of people, I thought that the results of the game the other night may have been a pivotal turning point in not only the Cavs season, but also in LeBron James's future. He came out of that game an excited young man who had won the MVP at his age for the third time. Now he wins it. The team wins a game right at, you know, down the stretch with a defensive stop. He was very excited about all that. He had picked a team. He brought him back from being down at the end in the last 6.5 minutes. And perhaps all of that together tied in with the moves that Kobe Altman made right before the break to rejuvenate this team and give them a chance at least to win and get back to the NBA Finals. All of that could have been kind of tied together in the results of Sunday night and LeBron being the MVP, being on the winning team, and the energy that the Cavs come back with after the break.
Mike, when we look at the way the new players have blended in, it's been rather seamless. They've looked so good. Now, teams are going to be scouting them, have a little more feel for what the Cavs are about. So what's the challenge for Coach Lou right now and moving this team forward so they can be in the finals again?
Well, we have to go in order. They come back and only have one day of practice before they have to play Washington at home and then back-to-back the next night at Memphis. But first you have to decide, are you staying? And I'll ask you guys, would you stay with the same starting lineup, Osman rather than Hood, or would you make a change in the starting lineup after winning the way you have since this deal has taken place? Then you have to wait for the return of Kevin Love, who, what is he, probably 5 weeks away,
yeah,
6 weeks away from coming back and playing once again. And you've had all this time now to think about how you want to utilize the new players, what your rotations are. You're hoping that JR comes back as hot as he was when he left. And remember, there's only 26 regular season games left for the Cavaliers, who are 34-22 right now.
And it's really a march, as you pointed out, in March, as they don't have many back-to-backs, but they also pretty much play every other day the rest of the way. They no longer have any more than a day off, I think, between games now, Mike, till the end of the season.
March could be a brutal month, or it could be a very good month for them because being on the road helps teams bond sometimes. So in the month of March coming up, 9 away games, 7 home games, and in those 9 away games, you have 6 in a row on the road at Denver, at Clippers, at Lakers, at Phoenix, at Portland, at Chicago. That's some stretch in there, but they'll be spending a lot of time together, that's for sure.
Mike Fratello on the Cavs, Jim Jones later at 8:20 on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it, guys.